Hello and welcome to another episode of Big Sad Fun, a sports podcast where we talk about what's big, sad, and fun in the week of sports, which today is, of course, going to be related to the big game.
What's called because we can't
Super
say
Bowl.
It.
My name is James, by the way. I'm here with my friend.
Edward Dickey.
That's you. You're my friend, Edward.
Oh, I thought you were going to just finish. I thought you were going to introduce me.
We were talking about just a minute ago, though, about our plans for watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And, maybe just throw a poll up on Twitter or X, whatever it's called now. Because you said you're going to come to our Super Bowl party, but you're coming to the first half and not the second half. And what I want to know is, because you got other friends that you want to hang out with, and what I want to know from America is, if you are trying to pick which one of your friend groups is more important, do you watch the first half with the Super Bowl, or do you watch the second half? Because my bet is that the second half is more important than the first half.
I also want to add that I'm bringing like an entree for the first
doesn't
group,
matter.
And I'll be there for the pregame.
You can't buy love.
Yeah, you can.
Can't buy love. All right, look.
No, that's funny.
Let's talk Super Bowl.
Let's do it.
So we got Kansas City versus the 49ers. I think the last line.
Well, darn tootin'. I didn't know they were playing.
This is a rematch of a Super Bowl from just a couple years ago. I think I heard on the way in today that the line is at 1.5 for San Francisco. They're actually favored.
I knew that
it was
close.
Yeah.
Last I heard, it was like 3, but it's gone down to 1.5. That's basically a push.
What they're saying is, what I heard is that in Vegas, and on all the sports betting books, that all the little money is going for the Chiefs, but the big hitters, people who are betting $500,000, $1 million, are all betting it on San Francisco.
And that's for good reason. San Francisco is a very good team. And
they are.
Now, the Chiefs are what everyone knows.
Yeah.
And they've kind of been in the news more recently, but the 49ers on paper are a better team.
You think so? From start to finish?
I think if we look from start of the year to the beginning of the year, yes.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
But now, Patty Mahomes doesn't lose in the postseason.
Well, he has once. He has lost a Super Bowl before.
He's lost one Super Bowl.
Is he going to lose two Super Bowls?
I mean,
he's trying to get that Tom Brady record of losing three Super Bowls.
I mean, if he loses two, he's washed. Get rid of him.
Talk about overrated.
But
let's talk about the game. What do you expect to see?
I'm expecting 49ers will go up early.
Okay.
Not by a certain number that I know you want to make a joke about. But I think they'll have a two possession lead. Going into half, and then the Chiefs.
And then you're going to leave the party, so it doesn't matter.
And then the Chiefs will pull it out like they always do.
So you got Chiefs.
Yeah.
You got Chiefs on a comeback victory.
But I gave you a story. I took you on a journey.
You did. I like that. It was a good story. It was a good story.
And now here's what, I'll take you even further on a story.
Oh, let's go.
Narrative then will be, is the Super Bowl too big of a moment for Shanahan?
Oh, definitely. Well,
Can he not win the big game?
Yeah. He's got a lot riding on this, because that's exactly what the story
is. Which is ridiculous. Like, you know how many coaches haven't been to a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Let alone two?
Yeah.
He's clearly your best option at head coach right now.
He was the head coach the last time they met, right? Just a couple years ago?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I want to say, because he's been at San Francisco since
he's been there,
Atlanta,
since the Falcons
right?
were in there.
Yeah. So he was there last time.
Definitely.
Any kind of thought on this being a rematch? Is there any kind of extra motivation? I suppose if you're not fully motivated 100% for winning the Super Bowl, then there's nothing that's going to motivate you more.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? But I'm wondering,
from
Shanahan's perspective,
do
you make mistakes, though, or do you do what's...
Now, I could see him overthinking
stuff. Be more
stuff.
Aggressive? Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
Just because, that's in the back of his head.
Right.
And which is weird, but...
He's going to be Marv Levy. Losing to the Cowboys twice in a row, but this is not quite in a row. But
it's gonna be does he dance with the girl who he brought?
Yeah, or does he abandon the?
Or does he try and get too cute?
So there's a
which is gonna be interesting to see, and I don't know what he's gonna do.
There's a show that you may be familiar with called West Wing. And it's a show about the president or whatever. Came out, it ended 20 years ago. But there's a great scene in that show where the president of the United States, played by Martin Sheen, is sitting in his own personal living quarters. He's watching a basketball game or whatever. And he says, they'll tell you that the hardest thing to do in sports is to hit a baseball, which is, I've heard that too. I've heard that before. He's like, but actually what it might be is going into halftime, going into the locker room at halftime during the championship game of a football championship, and changing the play, changing the game plan because what got you there isn't working anymore.
Yeah, yes.
And
that's very true.
And who knows if we'll run into that tonight. I don't know. That Chiefs defense is legit.
Yes. And while we're just talking about Shanahan.
Let's just talk about him. Now, he was here in Atlanta for a while.
His
father is Mike Shanahan, who won two Super Bowls with the Denver Broncos, and John Elway and Terrell Davis.
So, but one thing I am interested, because this is two very offensive coaches.
Yeah.
And these two guys are so creative in the red zone. I'm really excited to see what, because you know they both are going to try some wild red zone plays.
So
it's going to be
so
funny to see.
It'd be fun. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. To give people a show, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
There's going to, like, Goodell's saying they're expecting 200 million people watching this.
Oh, my gosh.
That is an unfathomable amount of people.
Well, I heard last year, and last year is a forgettable Super Bowl in my mind. I couldn't even tell
Did
you.
Did I say 1,000 or million?
You said million.
All right, cool.
Yeah. That's 200 million should be about right.
Yeah.
But last year's Super Bowl, which Kansas City won, I don't even remember who they played.
The Eagles?
Was it the Eagles? Yeah.
Last year?
It was the Eagles. Yeah, it was Eagles. So, Eagles, Philadelphia's a hole in the ground, so that's easily forgettable. But last year's Super Bowl, which to me is a forgettable Super Bowl, was the second highest rated program ever next to the moon landing.
Yeah, I mean,
more people not just television, not just sports or TV shows, but like the second highest viewed thing in human history next to the moon landing. And you say 200 million, that's gonna push that, I bet.
It's gonna eclipse the moon.
It's gonna eclipse the moon.
You're on my cord.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little. I'm sorry.
I was gonna let you keep going.
Turn around.
You know, and people always say like, oh, like concussions are killing football. It's like, I'm sorry, was the
no,
Super Bowl?
No, they're killing players, and that's different.
It was the Super Bowl, not the most highly watched thing of all time.
Well, and that's the
every
thing,
year.
And it generates money. And as long as it keeps generating money, the commercials this year cost $7 million.
That is so much money
a piece. Now I took one out for us, Big Sad Fun. So you will see a Big Sad Fun commercial during the Super Bowl.
You had to sell your daughter.
Yeah,
to do it.
I did, but she's gonna have a nice life in China. I think she's really gonna get the education she needs there.
But yeah, I mean, it's gonna be fun. It's two very fun teams to watch. With two good defenses too, so it could also be a slog.
So we do. I mean, and you already said you expect 49ers to go up, but I kind of expect a back and forth kind of game. I mean, it feels like that's what's going to happen here.
A good old shootout.
I like Kansas City. Kansas City in this game because I'm not going to bet against Patrick Mahomes, and I hate the 49ers.
Yeah,
Kyle Shanahan has one of the most punchable faces.
It's ridiculous.
Next to Stenson Bennett, maybe the biggest, fattest, punchable face in all sports.
That's a hard list to crack.
It's a hard list to crack, and those are the top two in my mind. But I just don't like the 49ers.
Yeah,
I don't like Christian McCaffrey.
Well, there's a
sweet, nice kid.
A great video from like Alabama fans of this guy outside of a student center.
Yeah,
just talking about how much he hates Tennessee. It's like it's not that orange you can sit with. It's that puke orange, that inside of a pumpkin orange. Just like
it's not that kind of orange you can sit with.
I mean, it's like I hate their stadium. It's like a garbage worker convention. Like it's like a solid 2-minute video.
That's
but that's what it sounds like right now with you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like the 49ers, man. It's like the gold rush was over. It's been over. For a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since 1849.
Now, does this have to do with the Cowboys 49ers?
No, look, this has nothing to do with my...
Because it sounds like maybe...
My corrupted heart and the Cowboys.
I mean...
Let's talk about the Cowboys for a minute. We're never going to talk about Cowboys in a Super Bowl preview. I do like Kansas City, though. And here's
my old friend. it's more singing than we've ever done.
We're turning to a karaoke show. Here's a fun fact about Kansas City. They used to be the Dallas Texans.
Huh.
So.
I didn't know that.
There is a sense in which rooting for Kansas City Chiefs is like rooting for Dallas to win a Super Bowl.
I'll take that.
In a weird way. Now, we've set up a couple prop bets here.
Yeah.
Now, just we had a bet last week we talked about the fullbacks.
Yeah.
We talked about them being involved a couple weeks ago. I think you were right on that one. I think I was the one that went under. our Alabama's the one that went over. I said the fullbacks would do something, and you said they would do nothing. And it turns out
you said they would score. One of them would score a touchdown,
and they did not.
But we do have some fullback talk.
Yeah. So to continue with your fascination, really, I think obsession with fullbacks.
They're a dying breed. One's in the Super Bowl, so
we're going to throw a prop bet in there for the fullback for the 49ers, which is pronounced Usyk.
You don't know why I like fullbacks. Because very often,
yes, please, let's get into this.
Very often, they're offensive linemen who followed their dreams and made it to the backfield.
I like it.
So there's a prop bet out there for him.
Usyk. Now, the prop bet is.
And
that
his wife makes everyone's jackets.
Oh, is that? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I read about that.
Yeah. It's Usyk. It's over under. Half a catch.
Will he catch one or more balls?
And I think he will. I think Shanahan, when he got the job, he signed this guy. They've been together for a while. I think he's his guy.
He's his guy.
He catches the ball all the time.
He's a fullback. He's a fullback in the Super Bowl.
He's a fullback.
That hasn't happened since Moose Johnston.
Tungsten arm O'Neal.
That's right. Bam Morris. Was he a fullback?
I think it's tungsten arm, but it's one of those things that there was
a side question. Side question.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever happened to Peyton Hillis?
He was on the cover of Madden at one point.
And now I think I saw him down at the bar. I think he was sitting there eating nachos.
So he had like a good year.
Yeah, one good year.
Yeah, and like
he was like the revelation. He was the next. He was the second coming of.
He was going to be this
Dan Reeves. I don't know. Like
this
he was
great, great white running back.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we just. I think he.
I must go back to my people now. I've done what I came to do.
I mean, look, Peyton Hillis walked so that Christian McCaffrey could run.
Hey, you know what? I like that. I like that a lot.
I'm dropping dimes today.
All right, so Usyk, one or more. You're going to go over.
I'm going to go over, yeah.
And I'll go under because why not?
All right.
I hate the 49ers. I don't think any other players get any catches today. All right.
Are you one of those people who's like, the very existence of Brock Purdy makes you mad?
No, you know, I like Brock Purdy. I like his story. I like the fact that he's a garbage quarterback that got fit into a real good system that now he looks like he's really good. And I know that system's going to pop someday and he's going to get popped. So, no, I like Brock. He gives me hope. No. I don't know why I'm bringing such animosity to 49ers today.
Do you need to go sit on the couch and talk about it?
I'm just trying to get fired up, you know. I like Brock Purdy. He's fine.
All right.
And Tony Romo didn't get drafted at all.
Hey.
So there's something to think about. Of course, he's not going to the Super Bowl. All right, so everyone's talking about.
No, Tony Romo's there.
No, he's there.
He's
talking.
In the booth.
Yeah, that'll be fun. It's always fun to see Romo go to the Super Bowl. All right, so everyone's talking about Travis Kelce, and for other reasons, other non-football related reasons, we're going to talk about him and football related reasons.
Let's talk.
The
about
over/under on him
reasons.
Is about 10.5. So the over/under is 10.5 for
so
him.
So will he have 11 catches?
Not touchdowns. That would be an amazing touchdown line.
God.
I'll go over on the touchdowns, but under on the reception. Figure that out.
Hey, tight end reverse.
So, that's 10.5.
That's a lot of catches.
Let me go first since you went first last time.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to go over because he's going to show up for his girl.
All right.
Shake it up. Shake it up.
We need to have a board for like how many minutes since one of us sang. I'll go.
Haters gonna hate.
I'll go. I think he's gonna have like a. I'll go over.
We're both going over.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
Like, now, I mean, it's gonna depend on the game, but he seemingly is the go-to guy.
I mean, right? Name another receiver for Tony.
Mecole Hardman.
That's not even a real person. You made that name up.
He played at Georgia and he came back.
All right, there you go. So let me share with you, before we get to our last prop bet, let me share with you and our listeners. We've already talked about this, but a prop bet that I heard, a parlay prop bet heard on the way in today. And I thought it was the greatest thing that I'd ever heard. So this guy is trying to construct like what would be the best parlay bet.
The greatest thing you've ever heard after the word of Jesus.
Exactly, of course. The greatest parlay bet you could construct to make this the greatest Super Bowl of all time, or the craziest Super Bowl of all time. And it would be Travis Kelce, and I didn't throw this in, Travis Kelce rushing for a touchdown in overtime to win the game. And then on the platform as they're receiving the trophy, proposing Travis to Taylor Swift and her saying, "Nah, I'm good." If all of those things happen, you win at least $50.
Can you imagine the odds on that would have to be astronomical.
Yeah, I can't imagine a book in the world putting that together. But
well, it'd be one of those, you'd have to go to the book with it.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, yeah, 17 million.
We'll take whatever money you have.
Yeah,
yes,
and we'll just go ahead and hold on to that.
Yeah, thank you very much. Speaking of Taylor Swift, though, we do have one fun Taylor Swift prop bet we're going to throw
in
here.
This is a little chum for the base.
Right. So there's a lot of Taylor Swift prop bets out there. There's a lot of different things we could do. I think we did smart by picking something that's going to be done early, and then we don't have to think about Taylor Swift for the rest of the game. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I don't have any problem with Taylor Swift. You know, my daughter loves her. I love her.
We're going to come back to that after the bet.
So
we're get back to
Taylor
that.
Swift, they're obviously going to show her on television tonight. Tony Romo is going to confuse the fact that she's married Travis Kelce already, which he's done many times. but our bet is that they show her, the first time they show Taylor Swift is going to be during the national anthem. The first cutaway. So,
you know, I would actually say yes.
Yeah.
Because that seems like a very, obvious time to do it.
Right.
Because, you know, she's singing the national anthem before.
They usually cut to the players who are, like, crying.
And they cut to a couple fans.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that would be the perfect.
Right. So,
and she's standing still.
The issue is, when is the actual start? So, are we saying the game starts with the beginning of the national anthem? So, because if they show her before that. Like, when do we need to start paying attention? You know what I'm saying? So
because they'll definitely show her in they'll cut her in the pregame.
Right, they definitely will.
I think you start it at the first note of the national anthem.
The first note of the national anthem.
And then...
Like the, oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Well, but so that's a...
Yes.
That's an interesting part to this, because...
So let's say whenever they introduce the national anthem singer to come in and sing.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of the game.
Yes.
Because that happens before even the coin toss or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with they cut to her during the national anthem,
okay.
For sure.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that, which means that our only difference here is going to be music.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's all right. It's a fullback rivalry that we have built here on Big Sad Fun,
because
and I think it's
you don't believe in people who follow their dreams.
I just never seen that. I just don't know that in my own life. All right, what do you have something else you want to throw in on Taylor Swift?
So, I can't remember who it was. I think one of the sports shows was saying they did kind of the math on how often they cut to Taylor Swift on the TV broadcast. Because everyone says that she's on everyone always is like, oh, she's on TV more than the players. And it's like the most she's ever been on TV in a game was 55 seconds. And it's like, it's a 4-hour
during
broadcast.
The whole game, yeah.
Yeah. Like, she was on TV for 55 seconds. And so it's like, it's kind of funny how mad people get over nothing.
People are, and there's all kinds of politics and whatever else going into that now. And it's just insane, man. I got to tell you a story about something I heard today about Taylor Swift being a brainwasher, actually brainwashing people. And I think there's a level of truth to that, though not intentionally. This is just what pop artists do to little people. But anyway.
Now we're getting into, does life follow art or does art follow life?
Right.
You know, because people...
Or do we follow Jesus? And that's really...
Well, Jesus is
different.
Life.
That's amen, brother.
But yeah, you know, and so that's right. Interesting.
So, and I'll say this also, I learned not too long ago that in a 3-hour football game, there's only 11 minutes of real action.
Depends on what you call action, yeah.
That's true. Actual play on the field. So let's talk about some sad things. Number one... Tonight is a Super Bowl. That's a fun thing.
Yeah.
But after that game's over, regardless of who wins, the season's over.
Yeah.
And football's gone.
It's like, you know, in a book, you reach the climax and then there's falling action resolution, right?
Yeah. And then it's just...
Well, here we just reached the climax and it's like, screw you, book's over.
You're over. Right. So it's sad to say that for the next few months, football, as we know it, is gone. Now, having said that, is there really an off season to the NFL?
No,
because we're going to be immediately talking about combine stuff.
There isn't an off season, but it's more free agency season.
But that's kind of part of the game. Yeah, now. People watch that as much as they watch the games now. It seems
there's just no games.
Right, but the game, you know, it's like playing Madden, the franchise mode. The games are actually kind of boring when you get to control the prices of hot dogs in the stadium. You know, I mean, when you get all the details, you know, that's the fun part of the game. But we got Combine coming up. We got Draft coming up.
Oh, man. Combine's going to be awesome.
We got all kinds of stuff coming up.
No, Combine's going to suck. What am I talking about? It's just a bunch of people in their underwear running. But I still watch it.
But you still watch it. So, and then we also have the XFL, or what's it called now? The USFXL, or the
Spring League with The Rock.
The Rock
doing a Spring League.
They just call it The Rock. Run The Rock.
And, you know, now that The Rock's come back to wrestling, too.
I saw that, yeah.
You know, he's keeping my man Cody Rhodes down.
We'll have to do a segment on wrestling at some point.
Oh, I'm so ready. Heel Rock is coming out, and I like that.
I have not followed wrestling since Hulk Hogan and, The Undertaker.
Hulk Hogan hadn't aged super well.
That was the 80s. But yeah, I'm saying that was late 80s, so.
So during the pandemic, I got into it because there's nothing else on.
Yeah.
I still dabble in it a little bit, but it's fun. But yeah, so what
are we going to do? What are we going to do
in the offseason? I've already started paying attention to some Hawks basketball.
Okay. Is it Hawks basketball time?
I think it's Hawks basketball
time. Let's follow up a little bit on what we talked about last week with our sad, with Trey being left off the All-Star team. He's on. He's an injury sub or something?
Yes. I was worried they were going to take another big and not Trey, but I think they were like,
"Yeah,
all right, we see the error of our ways."
And he's going to participate in the skills stuff?
Yeah, I think he's in the three-point shootout.
When is that? Is that this weekend? Is it coming up?
Should be soon. I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay.
I'm still kind of in football mode.
So how are the Hawks doing?
We're struggling.
I thought we were on a 4-game win streak or whatever. Was that last week?
We lost 2 to good teams.
Okay.
Two close.
Then we gave up. The trade deadline is what came.
So we lost those 2 and now we've won 2.
Okay. So you're 6-2 in the last 8 games.
Yeah.
That's not struggling.
Not well. And, you know, we're finally kind of getting healthy again. And so things are kind of starting to look up.
Are you okay that you didn't make any moves for trade deadline?
Yes. I think our moves need to come in the offseason.
Okay.
I don't think that the market for DeJounte was worth moving on from him.
Yeah. You don't want to just move somebody to move somebody.
Exactly. And it's like, well, we might as well just
And you gave
play
up a lot
out.
To get him.
So, exactly.
Yeah. And I think who we knows? Have, maybe you'll turn it around.
And he had 32 last night. So.
Yeah, so
and
there's something there. Like it feels like you can get these guys to play.
It's hard to build a team around this, about kind of what we have. But I think that we're kind of getting there.
Yeah.
I just wish that we had more people who I trusted in positions of power.
isn't that true in any stage of life, any area of our life right now?
Yes.
People we trust in positions of power. Wouldn't that be great?
But like, what do you get up to?
Honestly, I spend the first month in mourning because the Cowboys are out. But I started that month a month ago, so
yeah.
I'm already coming out of that. And really, nothing until the NCAA tournament.
That's, yeah, oh, that, yeah.
You know the basketball.
Well,
tournament.
if you see some college basketball on.
I don't watch that, but I will watch the tournament a little bit.
Nice.
But I don't care anything about college basketball at all.
College basketball is pretty fun to watch.
I've heard that. I've heard rumors of that being
true. Because it's a more fast-paced basketball game.
I do like that. I do like watching it during the tournament when there's something on the line, I guess.
Yeah.
But if
you watch a little beforehand, maybe you might know something going into the tournament.
Don't need to know.
I like the mystery.
I like the mystery. I like the surprise of finding out Wisconsin has a good team. What's going on?
We have a baseball season not too far away.
That's true. We talked about pitchers and catchers last time we were together, and we're even closer to that now.
Yeah, I think they're reporting pretty soon.
So baseball season usually starts at the beginning of April. We should do we'll do a whole thing for that when we get there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But,
and you know, that sport that I talked about wanting to watch, I've got to watch that.
Oh, right.
I can't remember what it's called.
We were going to become fans of this year.
And I'm not sure. I think they might be in the off season.
So we picked a great time to get involved.
But I'm gonna bone up on it.
All right,
we're gonna do a whole episode at some point.
We're gonna do
just
it.
On that sport.
I like that idea.
It's gonna be huge in India. we might want to look into dubbing it.
We might become the leaders in the field as far as commentating on that particular sport.
The sport that's named I cannot remember.
It had a weird
and it's in another language,
just
man.
Like a different name. What's that? Let's say we're not gonna downplay someone else's culture.
And I mean, I'm like, fun. You know, someone who doesn't speak English thinks football's a weird word.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah. So I mean, I'm looking forward to kind of, you know, having my Saturdays and Sundays back.
Yeah.
However, you know, but like someone said once, you know, you only have so many football weekends left in your life.
What? Why would they say something so depressing to
but
you?
It's like, so you've got to just enjoy all the ones you have.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and it's good.
That's wisdom, man. That's true wisdom.
You know, so sit on the couch and watch football all day.
You got
because you don't have that many left,
and you don't have that many Super Bowls left.
You don't.
How many
you
Super
don't.
Bowls you got left? So tonight,
like two.
Tonight when you.
Wow.
Figured I'd go dark.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, though, something fun for our fun segment today. Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Now, when I was a kid, let me tell you how it worked.
Did you have cable?
Now, let me tell you how it worked. All right, in my day, back when I was a kid in the 80s and 90s, this is how the Super Bowl worked. All right, first of all, it always came on like network television, so it was always on NBC or ABC or something mm-hmm. like that. And so we would gather together with family and friends, and generally I would go over to a friend's parents' party that they were having with a bunch of people that I didn't know. And if you were lucky, you might be able to get in there and watch some of the game, but mostly it was parents and adults crowding you out.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't really watch a lot of the game, and
you
also
jump on the couch
you didn't
it.
Really care that much about See. It, so you just kind of just ran away and did your own thing, play football in the front yard or whatever.
Y'all had the real Super Bowl.
We had the real Super Bowl, and that, as a kid, that's what Super Bowl was for me. Now, as a kid, you can just flip on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And you can watch a Nickelodeon broadcast. Now, I remember that they started doing this. I don't know anything about it. Do you want to fill in the nation about what is this Nickelodeon broadcast?
It's a lot of fun.
Does it involve slime? I remember Nickelodeon is slime.
Oh, does it involve slime? It's the slime zone, not the red zone. There's like VR slime shooting everywhere.
Oh, really? Oh,
sounds
fun.
You got SpongeBob in the booth.
Oh, my gosh.
And there are real broadcasters, so it's not... just
this is
SpongeBob talking nonsense.
Yeah.
I think SpongeBob's actually going to do the pregame show.
Nice. Nice.
Because there was an episode where he performed at the Super Bowl, and
okay.
So he's going to play that song.
Okay, cool.
Sweet Victory. and it's so I was looking at like because one of my nephews has gotten really into football.
Okay.
And like I was looking, and he also likes video games. So I was looking at like a more kid friendly video game.
Yeah.
For football.
Yeah.
And there really isn't one.
NFL Blitz.
Like that, which we got to play that tonight at the party we're going to.
Oh, yeah.
Because he got it on.
Yeah. He got it fixed.
Yeah. All right, but there isn't really like backyard football, which is what I grew up playing.
That's me too.
That doesn't exist anymore.
What? Because of COVID.
I think it kind of lost its luster.
Wow.
When they went to console. But Jason Kelce wants to buy it. And put it on phones,
okay.
Which I would play nonstop. But
Tecmo
I digress.
Tecmo Bowl, Super Bowl, Tecmo Bowl. That was the game.
But like Madden's gotten so complicated. Like a kid couldn't figure that out.
No, I couldn't.
And so it's good to like have some way to get football to the younger kids.
Yeah.
And as a youth football coach, like that's huge.
Yeah. It gets kids excited about even playing football.
Yeah,
right?
That's or the kind of point. Like caring about it.
Yeah,
which is I think a good thing personally.
Yeah,
and I know some people are against it for some reason. It's like then don't watch it. But it's just fun. And
is it as fun as the Puppy Bowl?
Now, I mean, I don't know.
Have you ever watched the Puppy Bowl?
Oh, I've watched Puppy Bowl.
Yeah,
we used to TiVo it. And like play
and
it well, play it for like the dog whenever we were leaving.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
But I've always thought Puppy Bowl's a funny idea. It's just mindless.
it's just ridiculous. But
just
it's fun.
Like puppies are playing on screen. But yeah, I mean, and a couple of the Nickelodeon characters are analysts.
Yeah,
which was the best was because they've done a couple games.
Yeah,
and they had a. Russell Wilson was playing, and he threw an interception. And have you ever watched SpongeBob?
Your
daughter?
Not really, no.
But there was a character from SpongeBob who was commentating it.
Yeah.
And he was the one saying, Russell Wilson with the pick. And he's like, I guess Russ can't cook today. like took a shot at Russell. It's like, dang, Patrick Starr is
amazing.
Is lighting
that's,
you
that's
up.
That's SpongeBob's like best friend or whatever, right?
Yeah, Patrick Starr. Yeah. With kind of the dumb voice. So in the dumb voice, he's saying like,
well, I guess
Russ isn't cooking today. Like, which, and it's like, man, that is tough. you don't come back from Patrick Starr calling your interception.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, so, I mean, it's definitely worth a flip over every
okay.
once in a while.
Excellent.
And they have different commercials, too.
Well,
and those are also expensive.
Let's finish on talking about a different star, or like maybe a former star. A star that has come down from the sky. Matty Ice.
Yeah, so
Matt Ryan.
He's doing something with the broadcast group. I don't really know what.
Yeah.
But so he's doing media for the Super Bowl.
Is he coming out of retirement to play
God,
for the
I
Atlanta
wish.
Falcons?
God. Don't
come,
joke.
Come
I'd be
home.
So down.
Come home, Matty Ice. Come home.
He still lives here. But he did, he's done a couple podcasts.
Come to work. Come to work, Matt Ryan.
But he did Cam Newton's podcast.
Okay.
And the first question Cam Newton asked him was, do you think you were respected for everything you did in Atlanta? And it's like, whoa.
Ooh, do you think you were respected?
Or like, do you think that you got the credit you
the
deserved?
Credit, yeah. What did he say?
He said, short answer, no.
Yeah.
But he said, but long answer, I'm proud of what I did there. I think the numbers kind of speak for themselves. And, you know, but like he...
Now by that, he meant he didn't get blamed enough for how much of a failure you guys have been. Is that what he meant? Or did he mean that in a positive way?
He meant it in a positive way. but... And it's because he's always been
right.
The,
I think that's true.
I think 100% true.
Yeah.
But he's always been like the consummate professional.
Yeah.
And it's funny to see, or it's fun to see him a little like open back the curtain a little bit.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And like it's, he did his former Senators podcast and they had, I listened to that last night mm-hmm. and it was a lot of the same. And like someone asked him, do you think you're a Hall of Famer? And he was like, yeah, I do.
That's like, I mean, that's the question. That's really the question that's going to be hanging over Matt Ryan coming now in the next few years. Is he going to be a Hall of Famer? Has he did he do enough?
I think his numbers are around enough of the greats.
That's the question.
To where, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know.
And I mean, he dragged a lot of bottom half defenses to the playoffs.
Plus like Julio Jones and
well, but he's garbage. Like, as we've saw this year with the Falcons though.
Yeah.
Like. A bad quarterback in the NFL can't always just chuck the ball to the big receiver.
I remember, so I think he's absolutely right. Matt Ryan definitely got shafted a little bit.
Well, and
here.
The fans here never got over the fact that he wasn't Michael Vick.
Right.
There was like a certain sect
still
of fans.
Was better than Michael Vick.
By all accounts, yes.
Matt Ryan is the best Atlanta Falcon of all time.
Without a doubt.
I don't think there's any question there.
Tommy Nobis is the only guy who could be there, but... I think Matt Ryan.
Yeah,
takes it.
I think most people say Matt Ryan. I remember thinking that Matt Ryan, the way that he got treated here, reminded me a lot of how Tony Romo got treated in Dallas, and they're kind of parallel in that way. Now Tony, I don't think put up near the kind of numbers that Matt did over his career. I think Matt played longer, but also just like the kind of disrespect and the kind of blaming and the kind of things that happened to Matt Ryan around here just reminded me a lot of how. People would talk about Romo that way. So I had some kind of connection with that and just emotionally.
Well, and that's a fair assessment.
And I don't think Tony is a Hall of Famer. I don't think he makes a Hall of Fame.
I don't think he played quite long enough.
But Matt Ryan did more.
Yeah.
You know, and he went to the Super Bowl even though he didn't win, you know.
But he had won an MVP.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that
like,
year, I think.
Yeah. But that
it'll be interesting to see what
happens. I definitely think he should be. Yeah. But yeah, I mean it's I'm glad that we're kind of getting the peak back, you know, into the man.
Do you think that he is a guy who becomes a staple around here in Atlanta? You say he still lives here?
Yeah, he has a foundation here. He still lives here.
Does he become
yes.
like a kind of a Dale Murphy kind of background? Aaron,
oh,
guy?
Man, that'd be so perfect.
Yeah.
The Dale Murphy role.
Yeah.
He kind said, like on one of the podcasts, statesman. That he's coaching T-ball.
Yeah.
And he said, like, that's really fun. He coached flag football.
Yeah.
He said, like, he had the parents, like, telling him he needs to run more plays. Like, we can't run the two that we have.
He seems like the kind of guy that's laid back enough to do something like
that. Yeah. And I think he has three kids.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, he's going to be around Buckhead for a while.
Yeah.
And when you said Dale Murphy, that made me very excited.
Yeah, okay.
Because that'd be perfect.
Well, Matt Ryan, if you're listening, come on the podcast, man.
I was going to tweet at him.
Yeah,
I see you're doing podcasts.
We'd love to have you on
I've
the podcast.
I've got a seat right here for you.
We will have
you. I'll even go buy a better seat.
Oh, that's a promise. That's a promise.
If Matt Ryan comes on, I will buy a better seat.
All right, man. I think that might be a full lid. You got anything else you want to say to the people?
No, I think we're good.
Let's go Chiefs tonight.
Let's go Chiefs.
And I guess we'll see you for the first half, but not the second.
Yeah.
All right. See you later, folks.